Okay. We are on the middle of Hashgacha. The Kedushin. I don't know, it's very hard to find a place because there's no thing. Ubekedushin Havahi Mazik Pe Rabbanon Dabaya. Famous story. There was a Mazik in the Beis Medrash of Abaya. The Gavi Island train, I feel to be a mama of a mystiki. When two people walked in, even during daytime, they used to get hurt. Abaya Tziva Shef, these are some of the Bakabaya. I'm hearing noise. Abaya Tziva Shef, these are some of the Bakabaya. Abaya commanded they should put Rebbecha by Yaakov in there. She yelled in Shem Belayla. He sleep there by night. Bavada Yarek is a mazik. Bechein hava. So you see, Chinese, there's a special Ashkocha of a tzaddik. And again, Abaya doesn't have to worry about Rebbecha by Yaakov. Let Rebbecha by Yaakov worry about himself. Now, it's an interesting mashah there. I will go a little bit different. Mashah is very bothered by it. Because the lashon of the Gemara there is, Abaya says, let him sleep there. Efshu the Mishrachas Nisa. Maybe an ace will happen. And maybe not. How do you put a person into danger? Because Efshu the Mishrachas Nisa. And then the next morning, Rav Acham Yaakov tells Abaya, wow, you have the Mishrachas Nisa. If not of an ace, I wouldn't be here to tell the story. Right? Or I'd be hurt. So, what's going on here? So the Mashah says an unreal thing. Zog the Mashah. Abaya was confident that Rav Acham Yaakov would come out safe. So what does he mean, Epshin Mishrachas Nisa? He was Mesupik. How would Rav Acham Yaakov be saved? Through his tefillahs? And that's not an ace. That tefillah helps is not an ace, Dr. Mashah. That's how the Rebbeinu Shem made the world. You daven, you get help. He was Mesupik. Would the tefillah help? Or would he need an ace? So he said, Epshin Mishrachas Nisa, this is Mashah. Maybe he'll need an ace. So Rav Acham Yaakov didn't need an ace, which the Gemara said. He bowed down seven times. And the first one learned, he daven Shemen Esra, you bow down seven times. Right? Four, two at the beginning, two in the middle, by Hatayv Simcha, and three by Yisrael. And every time he bowed down, he knocked off one of the heads of the mazik. So he didn't need an ace. But he wanted to tell Abaya the next morning, my tefillah helped. So he told Abaya, wow, if not the ace, I would have been in sad shape. That's the mashah. So from that mashah, you see that tefillah helping is not an ace. Tefillah helping is reality. Right, sir. Bechei matina bekadmainim. Ayin be... Aitzim midrashim. Nitzvah Maisim Rabbi Huda Chassid, Shagai Ratzel Lahargai, a guy wanted to kill him, Vechnis Raisha Bechaloin, and he put his head in a window, Vinishadek HaChaloin Shrivai, and all of a sudden the window tightened around him, Layachaloi Tziyai, and the guy couldn't pull him out, Ayin Shem Ba'irach. But the Seder Adairus maybe Maisim Rashi. It's interesting he quotes the Seder Adairus because it's a controversial say. Some people say it's not accurate, but he obviously holds it is accurate. So Gai Balo Hargai, Veloi Ro'o, so Nelim and Ayin, Rashi disappeared. Ayin Shem. Ba'irach Kalam Aysa. Lechem Begam Bedairus Achorinim. Ayin B'Sefer Igris Seferim. The Kashabo Agon Rebbe Kivega Pam Achas Levarcha, he once came to Varcha. Uba El. Habau Chem de Shloima. 1 minute. Before that, what's Haimem Dawar Ayin? The Haimem Dawar Alev. You don't have it?
No.
Baal, I don't know what that is. Hamar de Asra. Hagam Reb Shalom and Baal Shai de Shubach Chem de Shloima. Baal Zbaal Yishach is a famous story. Bechia, she cried, Lefnei Hagainim Hagdashim, in front of Chem de Shloima and Pkivager. Hayais Kibalan Ishtamad Rachman of Lusan Ezer Shalom. Her husband became a shagetz. He smited himself. Beinah Ratzalah says, get to him, and he didn't want to give her a get to release her. Kar Amo Bezahar Ba'agon Ba'achem Deshleim, but also Be'adai. Chem Deshleim worked hard, and he couldn't get it done. Ba'ata B'shama Ke'arav Mi'paisna Hu Mavarsha, she heard that the Rav of Posen, which is of Kveger, is in Varsha. Ba'ama Mar Nefesh, she came with a Mar Nefesh, Ulai, Bis'ach Du Yachav, Goyni Hadar, Kamaisam, when they get together, Yim Tzu Eitzim Atakbula, they'll find advice, Lo'aitzim Mekivla Yo'igan, to get her out of the chains of being locked up. You know, you should help her. You master the gun. Rachmanis Gedaylehi. It's a big Rachmanis. Maybe you can accomplish that the mummer should come here and we'll talk to him. They tried very difficult by the friends of the Mumar to persuade him to come to the Rabbanim when they invite him. And they told this Mumar, why are you afraid of the Rabbanim? What are you afraid of? You can stand in your own mind and ignore them. Why don't you release your wife? You went on your way. Why are you bothering with this poor woman, Seara, in that suffering?
Unfortunate.
And he answered, "Lift her. She ain't the right to lift her. I don't want to get rid. I don't want to release her." Shulam Agarim Kiveger. I heard about you. I should be al duscha lamatu gemara be beis medrash. That when you were young, you learned the gemara be beis medrash. I'm a hein. Yes. The tiv Agarim Kiveger is al habi gemara besechtes kedushin. So the Kiveger asked, "I'm sorry that it's going past time, but I have to finish the story." That Rabbi Kiveger said to bring a gemara besechtes kedushin. A pasach al gemara bereish habesechta. And he opened the Gemara himself, and he showed him with his finger on the page. He said this thing. In the Mishnah of a woman gets acquired, it says, she gets her back either through divorce or by the demise, the pekira of her husband. If you don't want to give her a get, you she'll have to get out by the death of the husband. He laughed and joked the Divrei Hagaon of Kiveger. The Yotzeh Mebeis Harav, he left the Chamdishleim's house. When he walked down the steps, Pisam Hirgish Kein of Chaos, all of a sudden he felt his eyes are getting weak, and it's getting dark. He got a fever. I think Shevetz is a fever.
Stroke.
The Nevum and Amadragas, the Nerik Bim Kaim, he fell down the steps and got killed by the nice Atkan Lashaina. This is Rabbi Kiveger. Okay, I believe we started the conference call. I'll check.
Yes.
Okay, we are on Chabez Amid Bez. Tanan. How do I find Tanan? Go to Taisus Oidum Aloishna and move down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Kami Hishri Yasan, how long do you let this piece of hair, peel, gnat, right? You're supposed to soak it in warm water. How long? Meisleis, 24 hours. Now that's not, I'm sorry, that was my mistake. That is talking about Kami Hishri Yasam. It's talking about, I'm sorry, a sheretz and a veil. Let me read the Rashi, it's my mistake. Look, Rashi, Kami Hishri Yasam, the Perik Dama Nida, the seventh Perik of Nida. It says, a sheretz and a veil. Metamim lachen, vei metamim yuvashim. They're metami when they're soft, but not when they dry out. However, v'michoylem lahashra zolang to the kamay shahayu. If you soak them in water, they return to their moist state. Tameyim. V'kami hishriyasan. How long do you let them soak in water to determine whether this sheretz is dry? Now, why would we care if the sheretz is dry? Very simply. Somebody touched the sheretz. Now he wants to know, is he tamei or tar? Can he touch taras? Well, he can go to the mitzvah. But he touched taras. Now he found out he touched the sheretz. Is that taras tamei or tar? He doesn't know if the sheretz he touched is dry or moist. Seemingly dry. But there's a test. He puts the sheretz in water 24 hours. If it returns to its moisture, then the taras he touched is tamei. If it doesn't return to his moisture, that means he didn't touch the sheretz. So therefore, that's how they test it. That's the Mishnah.
When the sheretz
is dry, what's the issue with the sheretz? He's not matamei. The Mishnah says, in Perek Damanida, Hasheretz v'nevelim matamim lachim v'ein matamim yaveshim. They lose their tumah. Now this guy touched the sheretz, and then somebody meanwhile touched taras. If you didn't touch taras, just don't touch him. But you have to go to the mikvah and be tar tonight. You're going to have to wait 24 hours for the test anyway. Might as well go to the mikvah and be tar tonight.
The answer is that's not the Shiloh. We're not worried about him. We're talking about the Tyre he touched. Now the question is, are those Tamei or Tahor? So do the 24-hour water test, and you'll determine whether the guy was Tamei or Tahor. Again, here's a guy that, again, I'm just saying, the guy touched, he doesn't know if it's a Sheretz or not.
Yes.
So we'll test it. But that means he has to wait 24 hours for the results. That means for 24 hours, he's a suffering Tamei. Isn't it easier for him to go to the mikvah? And then for sure, he's Vadai Tahor tonight. But he's going to have to wait 24 hours. It's not like the test is a two-hour test. It's a 24-hour. Right? So he might as well go to the mikvah and get rid of it. Unless you tell me he has no mikvah available, it's difficult, probably, perhaps. So I gave a different case. He touched Tyrus. Now he realized he touched the Sheretz. And if it's dry, that Tyrus is Tahor. And if it's not dry, then the Tyrus is Tamei. So that you can only ascertain with a 24-hour test. That's why I picked that case. But you're right. Could be he has no mikvah in the neighborhood. Could be the mikvah is cold. I don't know. Could be many other reasons. So he wants to wait 24 hours rather than go to the mikvah. The Sunte. It's the 24-hour test. So that's what the Mishnah says about Sheretz and Neveva. Hachamai. Have it over here by these dry things that came out of her body. That we'd say to soak it in warm water to find out if it dissolves into blood. How long do you have to wait? Me boyina meisleis. Do we need 24 hours? I lie. Why not? Sheretz and avela da kushi. Sheretz and avela, which are hard things. Boyina meisleis. Takes a meisleis to get it to become moist again. Avodam derachich. Dried up blood, even if it looks like a gnat or a hair or whatever it is. It's a softer item, light. I don't know what's now. Maybe it makes no difference. Teku. We don't know the answer. By the way, teku literally means let it stand. Everybody translates teku as tishvi yitaretz kushin zavoyes. It is brought in very early Mefarshim, but that's not the literal translation of teku. Teku means let it stand. And that's why, again, it's brought in Svarim. I was Baruch Hashem Mechavim to this, but I heard afterwards that it's brought that the Gemara only uses Teiku when it never attempts a Raya. If it ever attempts to prove it, the Gemara doesn't say Teiku because we didn't let it stand. We tried. Teiku means we have nothing to say. Zero. We're stunned. What's the word I'm looking for? We have nothing to say.
Quote case.
Once you have try a Raya, even if you eat a lot of it, and answer it, but you didn't let it stand. Rashi. By the way, the Yushalmi uses the word tiboyi, not tenku. That's the Yushalmi word for leave it as a shiloh. Rashi. Such Rashi, dakushi kashim, loy beina meisleis. Now, how much would you need? So Rashi says something, and honestly, I don't know his source, but Rashi is a source. So Rashi says, in the havamina that you don't need 24 hours, what would be the alternative? So Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, when it says, I don't know. The Gemara didn't tell you what the alternative would be. The Gemara just wants to know if you need 24 hours or not. Rashi gives you the alternative. A Yom, a Laila. Either a daytime period or a nighttime period, meaning not a 12-hour period. Now, a time, a set day or night. In the summer, it would be the amount of night is. In the winter, it would be the amount of day is, meaning a day or a night, not 24 hours, but a day or a night. Where Rashi got this from, I don't know, but to me, Rashi's the source. I don't have to know where I'd like to know where he got it from, but even if I don't, I'll be fine.
It's 24 hours, doesn't it?
Yeah. Again, the Shaila is, do you need 24 hours by the things over here in our sugya, or not? Now, if it's not, what would the shear be? That's what Rashi is telling me. I don't know where he got it from, but Rashi is a source to me. The line of Mukhatayrim. And if it doesn't disintegrate, it's Tahor. This is always the thing, right? People, Peshua says he is sorry to answer a question. And somebody learns the Sugya, and he comes up with a different answer, and he doesn't understand the Peshua, because why did Peshua have to say this? It's a simpler answer. Well, he should think that if Peshua didn't say his answer, probably there was a reason. But that's not the point. The point is, even if he doesn't understand Pnei Shua, it's still the Pnei Shua's side. And you can still take it to the bank as the Pnei Shua's side. Whether you agree with the way he got it or not, and how, what, it's a Pnei Shua. He's a source in himself. So, 1,000 times more, Rashi is a source in himself. But I don't know where he got it from. Rashi doesn't make things up, but I don't know. Right, sir. And the pelos k'min dagim. So we have over here that if a woman expels from her body something that looks like fish, kagavim, right? The Mishnah had a whole list. Fish, grasshopper, skatzim, remusim. If there's dam, it's tame. If it's not, it's tahar. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Yehuda does not come back and say, Beinkach or Beinkach Tameya. Doesn't say that. When it came a piece of mass, the Tanakhama said, Im Yeshim Adam Tameya Vim Rav Tahira. And Rabbi Yehuda said, depends on the color. Well, Beinkach or Beinkach Tameya. We had different Shatim, Rabbi Yehuda. We had Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda that talked about colors. And then we had a Brisa that said, it doesn't make a difference the color. It has to do with Pesitah Sakever Bloidam. Does the womb open up without blood or not? We had different understandings of the Mishnah. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon learned it one way, at least according to the first lesson, according to the second lesson, Rabbi Yechon was on the other side, right? We didn't understand Shmuel, we had a kasha him in the Brisa, but Shmuel is Shmuel. So now the question is, in this case of the fish, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say, Benkach or Benkach Tameya? Just like he said by the mass of flesh. Why is that different? Why over here is it not repeated, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda and Benkach or Benkach Tameya. He said it by the Chaticha. Why is Dugim different than the Chaticha? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The live like Nami Rabbi Yehuda Baha. Amar Ishlagis, you're right. The Machoik Ishluya, Rabbanani. You're right. He does argue. And the Mishnah decided not to have to repeat it. You can figure it out. If he argues by the Chaticha, he argues by this also. Figure it out. That's what Rish Lakish answers. If you're right to Rabbi Yehuda, no difference between a piece of flesh that comes out, right, or a dog that comes out, or a grasshopper that comes out. What? It looks like a grasshopper. It looks like a fish. It's not really a fish either. Doesn't jump around. Don't use it by the Seder table as your arba.
What we used to say in medical school, ontogeny recapitulates.
I can't hear a word you're saying. So, what?
Ontogeny recapitulates.
Oh, exactly. It was on the tip again. I told you when I say tip of my tongue, it means it's on the outside of the tip. Rashi? The name of Benkach or Benkach Tameya. Now, why is there a kasha? Though Kimna, the Epsilon Psychos are terribly done. Rashi says this question is based. It opened up. It expelled something. And Rabbi Yehuda said, anytime the womb opens up, there's blood. So what do I care what it expels? So Rashi's explaining the question. Now the question is, Rabbi Yehuda should say, I don't understand. Did the womb open up? Did the fish-looking thing come out of the womb? So she's coming. The absolute secret I can't play that. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, you're right. The machloikis nu yisav trashi. Mishnah zuyi machloikis, the last sum of a divrei akoyli. This is not everybody agreeing. And the Yehuda both, the Yehuda argues. That's the Shlokish's answer. The B'yachin and Amar, I feel the tamer of Yehuda. Atkan lekamer Rabbi Yehuda hasam agel chaticha the other dam the karis Rabbi Chaticha. Now this is Rabbi Yochanan according to the first lesson of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan at the beginning of the parak, this week's Monday's Gemara, said that machloikas has to do with color. Right? He said color. So it's like Rabbi Yochanan, color is a factor by things that are mass. That it's possible that the blood became that way. It's a dried up piece of blood. Therefore, we say it's congealed and it's blood. It's a different color. But here, avalha berya lehavi. But to come out looking like a fish, or looking like a gnat, or looking like a grasshopper, it won't come out that way. So Rabbi Yochanan is going not with the terrace of Sikha Sakhavar Bleidam, because Sikha Sakhavar Bleidam is not going to help a difference what it looks like. Rabbi Yochanan is reverting back to the first lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason this was coming is because it looks red. Or according to Rabbi Yochanan Bar, if you don't know what color it was, assume it was red. So what if it's red?
What does he hold about?
He doesn't hold about it according to the first lashon. There were two lashonos in Rabbi Yochanan. First time around, he said, like Shmuel, a little different than Shmuel. Right? He learned that the piece was lost and we don't know what it is. But he agrees to the concept that it's color-based. And the second lashon, he said a different thing. This piece of Gemara is going with the first lashon. So the Rabbi Yochanan did not compare the fish to the mass. Masses happen from blood. Fish don't come out from blood. But how about according to the second lashon, Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the argument is whether dam comes out? Lifting nami Rabbi Yehuda baha. You're right. According to the second lashon, there's no machlokes here. You're right. According to that lashon, Rabbi Yehuda would argue.
We don't know what Rabbi Yochanan
holds. We had two versions. Whenever you have two versions, you don't know. It's Ikka the Amri. See, Ravina and Ravashi, this is, let me just explain it. It happens even in Amoraim and Bavo. But from Amoraim and Eretz Yisrael, it happened much more frequently. They never met Rabbi Yochanan. They never saw Rabbi Yochanan, Ravina and Ravashi. And their Messiah from Rabbi Yochanan came from people who visited from Eretz Yisrael and told them things. Oh, you know, Rabbi Yochanan said this. Many, many times in Shas, you have people coming saying different quotes from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabdimi, Ravin, Ula, Shmuel by Yehuda, many Amoraim who came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavo and said over Rabbi Yochanan's Torah. Now, 150 years later, or whatever it was around, 150 years later, Ravina and Ravashi are sitting and putting together Gemara. And in the Beis Medrash, different people are quoting Rabbi Yochanan differently. So, in the, they're honest people, Rabbi Yochanan and Ravina and Ravashi. They don't know what Rabbi Yochanan said. They heard one version this way and one version that way. So they don't know. They can't quote Rabbi Yochanan with accuracy, with knowing they're accurate, so they give credence to both. If Rabbi Yochanan said this, he must hold this is different here. And if Rabbi Yochanan didn't say this, that means he never said this, that fish are different. That's all. They said, we don't know. Now, this could happen with Shmuel and Rav, but much less likely. Because there, at least, Rav taught in Bavo, and Shmuel taught in Bavo, with multiple students who lived in Bavo, who passed it on to their students, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, right? And therefore, the chances of it getting muddled are much less. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, where there's no direct line, except people who visited and told us things, it's much more difficult. Much more difficult. And therefore, you can have by Rabbi Yochanan, this happens all the time. Right? The Gemara in Yavama says Rabimi is more reliable than Ravin. Interesting thing, but the Gemara says in Yavama, not me. But again, these are the people that quoted Rabbi Yochanan, these are my royal. So, you know, we don't know. We're left, especially here, that we don't even attribute it to names. We never said, this Amira quoted Rabbi Yochanan, this Amira quoted Rabbi Yochanan. We're saying it without names. Some say. The time of Lamish says that's not the reason. It's from the four colors. Like we quoted the second lesson, and according to that lesson, Rabbi Yechon doesn't argue in Rish Lakish. So again, the lack of a clear knowledge of what Rabbi Yochanan said forces us to offer you two choices in Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I just want to point out, the Gemara did not ask, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan argue on hair, dirt, gnats? Because that's not Psichus HaKever. As we spoke out, the Psichus HaKever has to be a certain size. And the hair, the klipa, the gnats, are not big enough to say Psichus HaKever. The Gemara only asked it by Dugim. In fact, I don't even know if Chagovim and Skotzim and Ramazim would qualify. It would have to be a certain size. Dugim would qualify because fish automatically are that size. I mean, I guess we're not talking about goldfish. But fish are that size. So, therefore, the Gemara asked it here. The Gemara did not ask it about hares and peels and gnats, because that's a very small opening, and we don't say absolute secrets like Kevin Blaydell. The Gemara asked it by fish. I don't even know whether the Gemara's question is on the rest of the case or only on fish. I don't know.
Are all those things that mentioned that might come out, are those size dependent or are they the form?
Well, again, for the question of whether blood comes along with it, again, there's two versions of Rabbi Eshelon. But if you learn like Rabbi Eshelon that the reason Rabbi Yehuda says it's tummy is because whenever the womb comes out, opens up, blood comes along, so then it's size dependent.
Those are 4 or 5 different sizes.
I don't remember whether the stack is an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch. I'm leaning to a quarter of an inch, but I don't want to pass my level of mice. It has to open up a certain amount. If it doesn't open up a certain amount, we don't say it's called procedures like that.
It's not really the form of a fish or a pool.
Again, if that... No. There's two questions in this Gemara. It doesn't make a difference as far as blood coming along. It depends on size. But the first portion of Rabbi Yehudah held that it had to do with blood hardening. And there it makes a difference in the form. Now, besides for that, there's another issue here. And that's coming up now. And that is, Rabbi Meir said if it expels something that looks animal-like, it is a leida. This is not damida. This is a birth. Birth is metame even without blood. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is fish are not a leida. Animals are a leida. Fish is not a leida. Grasshoppers are not a leida. Why? Sukkim based, as we will see. But that's the second part of the Mishnah you have to understand. There's two issues here. Is she a nida and did she give birth? Totally two different issues. The nida question either depends on color or size, depending on which way you learn Rabbi Yechon. The later question has to do with the form it came out with. Don't think of my right. I'm a pellet Kamin Behema. A woman miscarried, expelled something that's animal-looking like. So the mayor says she's coming. The mayor says she's coming. That's what the Mishnah says. Teshev l'zachar im zachar t'zachar n'keva l'keva. She doesn't know zachar n'keva. Frank the Gemara, Zach the Gemara, I'm reviewed on Mishul. My time at the Remeir. Why is an animal-like thing called a birth? Why is that a birth? Zach the Gemara, Amar, because why? Hayo v'nemer by Yitzira ka'adam. It says the pasuk v'yitzer Hashem elikim, it's called chaya so'aret. V'yitzer. And it says by a person, by the word Vayitzer. And therefore, we learn out, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Tzchai Yisra'aret, and it says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Esa'adam. Vayitzer means a baby. Just like by Adam, Vayitzer means a child, a Leda, let's use that word better, a Leda, more politically correct, a Leda. So also, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Tzchai Yisra'aret, means if a woman expels something looking that way, it's a leida. Because the Torah uses the same word for creation. Vayitzer. It doesn't say Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Esachaya, Esachama, Esalvana, Esneha by Esagdela. Vayitzer is reserved to a birth. So? But it says Vayitzer. Who decides whether it's a birth or not? The pasuk. And according to Remeir, the pasuk says that a mammal has the same word of Vayitzer as a man. That means, as a human, that means that's considered a birth. If a woman would expel something that looks like that, it's a birth. The Torah uses the same word of creation for a mammal as it uses for a human. That's Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Tzchai Yisra'aret. That's Ayif Hashemayim. Same Vayitzer.
That's also for
plus it says birth. not me.
Exactly.
The Mishnah said bird.
Exactly.
At this point, you were saying an animal.
Again, I was fine. Okay, I stand corrected. It's not worth arguing about. I stand corrected. The pasuk says birds and animals. The Mishnah says birds and animals. I wasn't arguing in the Mishnah. I picked the first one of the list. Right, you're wrong. Mammals wrong. Right.
The interesting thing
is
the process of birds.
Correct the Gemara, right. Right, well, bird doesn't, right. Correct the Gemara. Elamata hamapelis mustanin, which is a fish. Now it says creation like a man. Now why? Now it doesn't say Yitzira, but it says Vayivra. So why isn't Vayivra a language of creation just like Vayitzer is? Meaning, if you're talking, looking for a word of creation, there's Bria and Yitzira. This sounds synonymous. There's no two words in Hebrew that are really synonymous. But they seem synonymous.
And here comes the word formation.
Again, that's very nice for English translation. The bottom line is they both mean Hashem created. Right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, Ambidon, Yitzira, Mitzira, Vedon, and Bria, Mitzira. It's not the same word. Yitzira is Yitzira, Bria is Bria. You're right. They both mean Hashem created. But as Baruch Moshe pointed out, it's different forms of creation, right? And Mekubalim will tell you, there's Bria, there's Yetzirah, it's two different sets of worlds. So it's a different thing completely. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tanin Dagodl. Tanin is a big fish. My Tanin, my Pelos Min Dagim Tahiru. Why does it say fish is tar? It's creation. It says, Vayivra L'Gimus, Tanin Magdalim. The answer is, Bria is Bria, Yitzira is Yitzira. Correct the Gemara. Why should that make a difference? We have a rule in Zera Shava. You don't need the same words. You need the same meaning. The case in point that the Gemara always brings is in Parsha Sazria. It says the Kayan comes to the house twice. Once it uses the word Vishava Kayan, and once it uses the word Ubaha Kayan. And we learn on Halachas from Zera Shava of Vishav to Ubaha. Because they both mean the same thing, he came to the house. Even though one means he returned and one means he came, but they both mean he comes to the house. And we use it as Gzeres Shava. That means we don't need exact words. We need meaning. Here, both mean it was created. Again, slightly different, just like Mishavu Bar, slightly different, but the basic translation is the same. Frank the Gemara, Ma'inaf Kamina, Hatana Rebbe Mishmol, Mishavu Kayin Bar Kayin. One place it says Mishav HaKayin, and one place it says Ubar HaKayin. So Mishiva Zui Bia. It's the same thing. Biyai. Nigma Bria Mi Bria. It says Bria by Adam too. It says Vayivra L'Kim Esa Adam B'Tzalmai. It says Vayitzara by Adam. It also says Vayivra by Adam. Exactly. Just meaning, forget about learning out Bria from Yitzira. Bria from Bria. It says Bria by person. It says Bria by fish. And for the Gemara, Amri. Let's first catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. Klemi Yafinung Zere Shava Mishiva Labia. Kamai Dahabi Tavayu. It's as if both said Shiva or Tavayu Bia. Even though they're different words. Ma Shiva Chaylets Vekaitse Vetach. He takes out the stone, cuts around it, and then smears it closed by the neg on the house. Same thing. Vahoy Gabi Adamami Zibriya. They say, Vayivra Makimas Adam Betzalmai. Hashem created man in his form. By Benela Bias Dagim Bias Adam. Let's learn now the creation of fish from the creation of man. Yes?
Is that a Kuli
Alma? It's the accepted thing in the Gemara. The Gemara wheedles out of it every time when the Gemara asks the question. But that's an accepted fact in the Gemara.
Confounded by saying it's two different words?
No. Only, you know why the Gemara gets out of it most of the time? By saying, you have a choice of Zera Shav of exact words or unexact words. When you have a choice which way to go, exact words are more strong. But if you have no choice, you use the non-exact word. You got a question?
No, I mean, we see this all the time.
Right.
I mean, in Menachem, we just have like 20 gods, nothing but
But that was okay. That wasn't Zera Shava. That was more Tzadas
Bememetin.
Right.
It's logic.
Right. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you the answer. Amri by Yivra Lagufe. By Yivra of a person is to tell me that Hashem created him. By Yitzer Lasnuye. By Yitzer is an extra word. Why did Hashem? Why did I have to say by Yitzer Hashem Lagimasada? But already said by Yivra Lagimasada. So that becomes an extra word. As the Gemara will now elaborate, Zeru Shabbos like extra words. Now, Zeru Shabbos don't like. Zeru Shabbos with extra words are stronger than Zeru Shabbos. This will be elaborated on right now. In fact, this Gemara is the place in Shas where the Gemara elaborates on this halacha of extra words. So we'll take it slow. Vayitzer is an extra word. Therefore, that's the word we want to use for Gzeira Shava, not Vayivra. Because Vayivra is what you need. You need a pasuk to say, Hashem created man. Vayitzer is an extra pasuk. Yes, he already said Hashem created man. Why did I have to say Vayitzer? It's an extra pasuk. We like Gzeira Shava some extra psukim. Frek the Gemara. The Dana Yitzira V'Yitzira. Frek the Gemara. Who says, which is the extra pasuk? You decided that Vayivra is the necessary one, and Vayitzer is the extra one. I'll tell you, Vayitzer is the necessary one, and Vayivra is the extra one. Who gave you the right to decide which is the extra one? Frakta Gemara, Adarabba, Vayitzer Lugufe. Why don't we say Vayitzer is the one that says Hashem created man? Vayivra Lasnuye, and Vayivra is the extra word. V'dana Briya Mi Briya, we're not fish, not animals. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you.
What was written first?
It's an interesting point because I don't know. I don't have the psukim on my side. Which one was written first, Vayivra or Vayitzer? I should know because I should know Chumash. But,
we can get one. It's also no before or after.
In one part, so there is.
Yeah. That's the exception to the rule.
But this isn't one part. Vayivra is first. That's written in the sixth day. And Vayitzer is after Sheni. When it talks about Hashem had created everything, it says Vayitzer, Hashem will give us Avra, Adam, 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 Adam. And in the first passage, it says Vayivra will give us Adam, B'Talmai. So you're right that Vayivra is first. But I don't know if the Gemara is using that as a basis or not. In fact, at the end of the day, we're going to be learning about Yitzira, not Bria. But that would be an answer, that Vayivra is the Gufa, because it's first. But the Gemara doesn't accept that, doesn't say that answer, but it's a good point. No, because as I pointed out to Dr. Schwab, who just mentioned that, that in the same Parsha, he said that there's no before and after, which means Ein Mukdam Bukhar. The answer is in the same Parsha, there is a Mukdam Bukhar. Ein Mukdam Bukhar means that what happened in Parshas Noach might have happened before something that happened in Parshas Lech Lecha. By the way, it's not true, it didn't, but it could have. My saying came in the same sukkim, when the Torah lists things, usually it's in order. Except here, Vayivra is when it happened on day six, and Vayitzer is counting what happened. So it's not a question of order here. It's saying Hashem finished, and then it said, and he created man, and he goes through it again, but it's Vayivra is first and Vayitzer is second. Yes.
Aspects. One, you mentioned Bria and Yitzira. The nature of Bria is the Tiesh Miyayin, and the nature of Yitzira is the Tiesh Miyayin. And so, therefore, Yitzira has to come after Bria. And there was another point I forgot.
My doctor told me if you get things and then you remember them, that's fine, don't get nervous. It's when you forget things and never remember them, that's when you have to start worrying.
Technically what you're saying is the problem of recall.
Right. Right.
That's even Rashi, the whole parsha. Like a pay and a
samach? No, a pay and a samach would make two parshas. Yeah. And this might be two parshas, it might be. I don't remember. It might be a pain. I think it might be a pain every day, so probably is two parshas. Anyway, Zog the Gemara. The answer is as follows. Vayitzer mufne mishnei tzadim. Vayitzer is available on both sides, both by animals and by humans. Mufne gabi adam, mufne gabi behema. We'll see why. Vayivra gabi adam mufne. You can get it available by adam by saying Vayitzer is the pasuk legufe. Gabi taninim ein mufne. By taninim is only one word, Vayivra. It's not extra. So the answer is by behema is two words. We haven't found them yet, but we'll find them. By behema is two words, so one is extra. So we say, oh, this has an extra word. This has an extra word. That's the best Zereshava. By Yivra is only extra. You could make it extra by man, depending which one you use. But you can't make it extra by animals. There's no two, by fish. There's no two sukkim. So when you have a choice of which Zereshava I'm going to use, I like to use a Zereshava that has both available, rather than use one that has one available. And again, the Gemara is going to get into the nitty-gritty of that as we go along.
Why you use it by animals and not fish?
That's why we use it by Yitzer, not by Yibra. Rashi. V'oid gabi adam nami siv by Yibra. Yibriya. Siv by Yibra. Kim is adam b'talmai. V'nelov, let us learn out. Where am I? I lost it. Yeah. B'riya s'dagim b'riya s'adam. By Yibra d'adam l'gufay. By Yitzer l'asluya l'gzeri shabba. But dunning Zereshava l'chayin loyv t'chsivu yitzira the dummy mit the dummy. It's more alike. Mufne gabi adam. Why is it available t'chsiv ayivra? Mufne gabi behema. Now Rashi is telling you what the Gemara is going to say. Why is it extra by behema? T'chsiv ayas alakim eschaya saaretz. There's another pasuk that uses a different term. And that is ayas alakim eschaya saaretz. He made chaya saaretz asiya, and therefore Bria, by Yitzira, by Chaya, is extra. It's two words there. One by Yas, and one by Yitzer. By Sha'inkim, by fish, there's only one word, by Yibra. And therefore, we go that way. That by Yas, and Lekim, is Chaya Saaretz, is right, by Yasel Kim is Chayat Saris Lamina. Right. So it says by Yitzer. Right. It says by Yitzer. Right. And it says also, what does it say by Yitzer? What part is by Yitzer? Yutches. 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 All the way down. Okay. It says by Yitzer and it says by Yas. So one of the Pesukim are extra. By saying came by a fish, there's only one pasuk. So therefore, we'd rather learn a Zereshava from two extra than one extra. Frek the Gemara. My mufna gabe behema. Why is it mufna by behema? Ilay mufna siv ayas alakim es chayasaret. Uch siv ayitra shem alakim en adama kol chayasaret. Sada. So there's two extra. There's one extra. Gabe taranami afnu yimufna. Uch siv es kol remes adama. Right. There's one pasuk that says it's called Remes Adama, which I believe is in the same pasuk as your test. Is that your test? Thank you. I shouldn't close it. Al Chavei says, it's called Remes Adama Lemineu. And the Gemara thinks that includes fish. And then it's called Yivri Lekim Esatanina Magdalem. So the Gemara, Remes the Sivas of the Abashim, it says Remes Adama, not going on sea. Remes means things on the ground. Therefore, there's only one pasuk by fish. Rashi, Bechina Gabetar and Ami Bufnu, the Sivakra, Bayas, is called Remes Adama. Period. So we ended the Gemara. We now know the difference between fish and animals. Frak the Gemara, but who cares how empty it is? Frak the Gemara, my not Kamina. What difference does it make in rules of Gzeirah Shabbat? Whether it's Mufna Mitzarech or Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. What is there a difference? It's a Gzeirah Shabbat. By the way, it's handed down by Hashemayim. No, we don't make up our Gzeirah Shabbat. That means even the ones that are empty in one pasuk was handed down by Hashemayim. There's levels of Gzeirah Shabbat handed down by Hashemayim. Three levels. Sukkim that are not empty at all. It's a Gzeirah Shabbat. It was handed down in Sinai. psukim that are empty, one of the two, and psukim that are empty, both of the two. Why is one a different level Xeris Shabbos than the other? Handed down from Sinai. Something well, I'll tell you. Because what Avkamina is, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Kol Xeris Shabbos ain't a mufta kolikar, ain't a maiden amenu. Even though it was handed down, can't use a Xeris Shabbos that is not built on extra words. At all. Ain't a maiden amenu. Even if you have no question. Even if you have no logical reason not to make it. Rabbi Shmuel holds there's no such thing as Zeri Shava handed from Sinai that is no psukim available. It's a rule in Zeri Shava. If according to Rabbi Shmuel, if anybody ever tells you, I have a Zeri Shava handed down from my Rebbeim, two words that are not available for extra, don't believe them. There's no such Zeri Shava. It's a rule in Zeri Shava. Hashem did not make Zeri Shavas by things that are not extra. Lemay, if it's mufna mitzad echad, Rabbi Shmuel made the main meshivan. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if it's available on one side, you can't ask logical questions. The Rabbanan made the meshivan. And according to the Rabbanan, you can make that Zeri Shava, but you can ask questions on it. And logical questions.
One extra, but no, there's no extra and no, no go.
That's what it's saying this Gemara so far. Again, Rabbi Shmuel told us, there are no Xeris Shabbos that are not built on extra words. That's what he told us. And if it's built on one extra, not the other extra, it's a Xeris Shabbos. And if it's going to be small, full-level Xeris Shabbos, do not use logic. I'm going to say not true. You can ask a logical question. You can limit the Xeris Shabbos to what logically makes sense. Do not use it if you don't understand it logically. And both the Mishnei Zadim, if both are available, then we are called the Made the Bay Mashiach. So that's the highest level Xeris Shava. Because that's a Xeris Shava that logic makes zero difference. According to Mishmol, there's no difference at this point between one available and two available. According to the Rabbanon, there is. If we would make it to fish, then logic would play a role. If we make it to animals, logic is out of the parasha. That's what the Gemara says. So we have a choice. Which one do you want to use? Which one is the extra word? Are you there or are you bro? We know one of them is Xeris Shava, one of them is extra. So use the one that has two extra, because that's the one that removes it from all questions. It's a better Xeris. The Rabbi Nishan gave us levels of Xeris Shava. Now, going to be small, he gave us two levels. He never gave us a Xeris Shava that has no available psukim. Scratch. One extra, machlokes. To be small, at this point, no difference between one extra and two extra. And the Gemara is going to ask right away, so we're going to have small, wider, two levels. We'll see. But, according to Rabbanan, according to one, you can use logic. If there's two extra, logic is not a factor.
What does it mean? Is that because there's Shabba, or you can't learn from it?
So what does that mean?
I don't...
you translate the word.
If I say the words here, in Amen.
So what does that mean?
Just say Amen.
Again, I'll ask you one more time. What does a Xeris Shava that you can't use mean?
Nothing.
Okay. Huh. You said it.
I
don't see what it means if you can't learn halacha, even if there's no logical problem. You can make a mamatzin, you can make a logical comparison, but it doesn't have the strength of Xeris Shava. Dr. Rashi.
We're not going to slug it up.
We're going to talk. Frank the Gemara. We might not come in at the Nichol of the Melech states on them today. Why are you going for the two? Kol Xeris Shava Shein Amuf Niko Iker. Ein Lemeidin Emenu Afila Ein Ma Hashem. Even we have no questions. Ein Meshivin Afila Yesh La Hashem. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel says, if it's available on one, you can't ask questions even if you want to. And Rabbanu Lemeidin Emenu Ein Ein Meshivin. Yesh La Hashem Meshivin. So, Rashi, where did he get this from? Shmuel said this. So, Shmuel Gemara Gomer Lemi Resha. Shmuel had a Messiah. That Kan Himukai, but this is the source. In all of Shas, it talks about available on one side, available on two sides. You want to know the source of the Sugya? Go to Masechta Sidadav Chabez and Bez. Vein Eloiba Mishnah Bechai Bebraisa. There's no Mishnah, no Braisa at this Shmuel statement. He informed us of this Machlaisa. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'ikah be Mufna Mishnei Echad, Mufna Shnei Zadim. So what's the difference? If you tell me both can be asked on, so why is some one way, some the other way? What difference does it make? It's not going to make a difference. You can't ask any questions anyway. That's the way you want to know? Nafkamina, heichadi kamufta mitzarecha de mufta mishnei tzadim. If you have a choice, which Gzeira Shava to make, then the fact that it's available too, even though it's not a strong Gzeira Shava, it's a preference of Gzeira Shava. By the Rebbeinu Shlomo making it available too, he said, make this one, not the other one. Sometimes they're contradictory. Sometimes if you go with one Gzeira Shava, you're going to get one halacha. Go with the other Gzeira Shava, you're going to get the other halacha. So what do you do? Dr. Bishmol, the rule is, it's available on two sides. That's the preference of Gzeira Shava, even though in actuality, there's no difference as far as how we treat it. They're both full-fledged, strong Gzeira Shavas, no questions allowed. But if you have a choice which one, go with the two over the one. That's why the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it two, not one. Going back to our sugya, we make it to animals, not to fish. You pick the word Vayitzer over Vayivra because it's two, not one. Even Rabbi Shmuel would agree to that. It's the same strength. It's the same strength, but preference is preference. Shavkina mufna mitzad echad, we leave that alone. We alfina mufna mishnei tzadim. That's why the Torah made Behema extra, and I'll say the Rebbeinu Shlomo made the word by Behema extra. Right? That's why. I'm not sure what he means by that, Rashi. Because we're going in to be small. According to the Rabbanan, this is going in the Gemara later, that's why. This is not going in now. So that's the first understanding. So again, Shmuel's version is not Mufna, canceled. I hate to use the word, but that's what the Gemara seems to say. Hey, wait a minute. Mufna mitzad echad, machlokes to its strength. Mufna mishnei tzadim is the best of the best. According to Rabbi Shmuel, they're equal with strength, but they're not equal in preference. Look to Gemara, Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava, matna l'mishmei d'Rablaza l'kula. He had a different Messiah. He argues on Shmuel. He says, no. That's not the rules of Gzeira Shava. He says, "Kol Gzeira Shava sheina mufna kol ikur lemeidu meshivan." He says you can make the Gzeira Shava, but you're allowed to ask. So he disagrees with Shmuel, who said that Rabbi Shmuel said no. You can make it, and if there's no question, it's a source. Mufna mitzad echad, Rabbi Shmuel lemeidu meshivan, Rabbanan lemeidu meshivan. Rabbi Shmuel says, one available, full strength. Rabbanan say, no, you can still ask questions. The Gemara's going to want to know, so what's the difference between one available and not available? You can ask questions of both. That's going to be the next Gemara. And move to Mishnei Zadim, the Riyakol, the Maiden, the Mishivan. And we'll see tomorrow. We'll continue, Mishnei Shem. Everybody should have a wonderful